Federal land managers in Idaho project minimal environmental damage from allowing a predator hunting derby to take place in the northeastern part of the state. That's the finding of an environmental assessment released Wednesday. It's part of a controversy that started last winter when hunters competed to kill wolves and coyotes during a two-day event. Jessica Robinson reports.
The first predator derby attracted international attention, as well as online petitions and even an undercover report in Vice magazine. Hunters competed for $1,000 prizes for the biggest wolf or most coyotes. Now the hunting group that organized it is applying for a 5-year permit. That would allow them to hold the derby annually on land overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. And in its new report, that agency found any impacts would be either non-existent or short-lived. Katie Feit is with the Western Watersheds Project in Boise. She says the report ignores too much.
It just doesn't even skim the surface on the complexity of issues involved in this.
Things like the ethics of killing predators and the effects of ATVs on streams. If the BLM decides to issue the permit, the Predator Derby would start on January 2nd. The head of Idaho for Wildlife, the event organizer, says the derby is meant to be an opportunity for young hunters to learn outdoor and gun safety skills. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.